This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello, if you're watching on video. I am dropping in to do a short solo episode today. It was kind of like a check-in for myself, and I want you to do a check-in with yourself. So wherever you're listening, if you're driving, walking, in the bathtub, cooking, whatever, it's okay. We are going to take a moment for ourselves together. I don't know if you have been really busy this week and almost overcommitted and wishing you had given yourself some more space in your scheduling, more space in your day. I've been feeling that and on the edge of being overwhelmed. If you've been feeling that, we're just going to own it and release it. And we're going to ask for peace to be put in its place. We're asking for clarity to be put in the place of overwhelmed, of doing too much. We just release that. I'm pushing that away and out of my field of energy, my field of emotion. Releasing that, release it with me, and just asking for clarity, ease, peace, allowance. And it's okay if you even need to change a commitment to give yourself some more space this week, to give yourself some more space today. I encourage you to do that. I am learning to do that, that it's okay to say, hey, something came up. I'm not able to do this. Let's reschedule. That's been something challenging for me because I thought, having integrity means you always show up. And that feels so great for me when I can, but it hasn't served when it takes from my life rather than adds to my life or is just neutral. And I feel like a lot of you listening and watching relate to what I'm saying. So give yourself permission to change the schedule today, this week. As you look at next week, allow some more ease. We had a powerful solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th, just a few days ago. I felt that energy of a little bit of like scrambledness in my mind, just feeling like I'm kind of floaty, but not necessarily in a euphoric way, kind of like in a being overly conscious, like aware of my body and space. And I reached out to my sister, Ashley, and said, I'm going to the gym and that's it. I'm going home. I'm not going to go meet someone for lunch like I had planned. I changed that commitment and just came home. So I don't know if any of you have felt a little stirred up. There's been a lot of energy in our atmosphere, in our world. And let's just take a moment to release the extra energy that's not ours. Breathe that out. Even if you need to, like in yoga, where it's like lion's breath, like really exhale it, push that out in a way. And let's breathe in peace and positivity and energy and clarity keeps coming up for me. Poise, our power. Just really getting clear and intentional with what needs to be done and what can wait. And check in. Keep checking in with yourself today. And feel good about your accomplishments. I've gotten my taxes done, feeling really accomplished about that, putting some new practices in place to weekly set aside money into a new savings account so that by this time next year, my taxes are paid in full in advance. I'm sharing that in case it's something you might do. Use a high interest savings account. That's what I'm doing, to make some money on that money and just put it away. Weekly for me is easy. So it just goes off into that other place and it's there for me. I think it's a time of year, the spring, clear out the clutter. And that's not only in your home, it's in your mind, it's in our finances. Set up some clear practices that help us to have what we need and have what we want. that was the purpose in my setting up the high interest savings account today, just in the last couple of hours. Our health, getting our health into focus. I'm going to go on a little walk right now after our episode. I don't have time to drive to the gym, but I can certainly take a little walk to just refresh my energy. Look for the ways that you can do that for yourself, because sometimes we think it has to be the big full thing for it to count. It has to be like the dream trip to Greece, to Egypt, to wherever. And yes, that's going to be awesome. But in the meantime, it can be a trip to a local spot that's way easier to get to for the day. For me, it's just going to be a little walk right now without a phone. To, again, just be in your own energy, be in your own minds, like really just take in what's around you, and everyone and everything else can wait for 15, 20 minutes to do a walk or whatever it needs to be for your well-being. Your mental health is connected to your physical health, to your spiritual health, to your financial health. And I kind of love the quote that says, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And to me, that speaks to intentionality, being intentional, and what we give our attention, attention, we can bring intention to what we give our attention to. That's what I did in setting up the high yield savings account to take care of my taxes next year with more ease than I did for this year. And how might you do that in other areas of your life? You might not know right now, but just be open to receiving that information. And it comes up in the quietness, not when there's a lot of loudness. So I would encourage you to create intentional time of some quietness, even if it's while you're doing the dishes. Just have some quietness. Dishes are meditative. The water running over your hands, taking a bath, just letting there be some quietness and ask to receive solutions to the problems you have or the challenges or what you have an opportunity to solve. I try to think of challenges like that. It feels better than thinking there's problems all the time. It's like, okay, I get to do this. I get to figure this out. And I encourage you to look at things like that. I get to figure this out. Inner self, show me the way. Really allowing the solutions to arise from within you. And connecting with places and people that help you tap into that. There are people in our lives that really help us, like, feel safe emotionally and seen and heard. Go be with those people this week, instead of the ones that certainly you love and care about, but they might be a little more depleting, they might be a little more challenging. You know, give that a rest and go be with your people that lift you up. And if you don't have that kind of person in your life, let that be your intention. I attract people who want to be with me. I want to attract people that lift me up. I want to attract people that help me, that love me, that fill me. I attract people that want to be with me. That's been my intention for a number of years, really wanting to attract people that want to spend their time with me in wonderful ways that were really, really like a good match, platonically and romantically, and in business. And just see what starts to happen. See. And then let that thought go. Just let it go. We're thinking up to 70,000 thoughts a day. I talk about that in my book, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. That the work that we're doing in our lives, it's really in our mind. It's really in our thoughts. And thinking thoughts that cause really positive feeling emotions that we sit in and saturate ourselves with for a few minutes at least every day. What we really desire to happen. Instead of trying to hedge and plan for the worst, no, plan for the best and start doing those things to allow the best to come, pave the path of the best. Open bank accounts and put $5 in it. So when you win the lottery, you have a place to put that money. Seriously, plan for the best. And you don't have to tell people because they might think you're weird And it might cause you to think you're weird, but do shit anyway. That really prepares for the life you want to have and that you're planning for. Show up in those ways. And I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you right now. This is just a very stream of consciousness episode right now without notes. And I want to send you love and peace and appreciation and just awareness of how you taking your time to listen to All Things Therapy means so much to me. Thank you. Please share this show with your friends and loved ones and family if you feel like it would add value to them. Reach out and let me know topics you want me to cover in a solo show. I'd be happy to answer your questions and give my thoughts and input on topics important to you related to mental health and well-being, which to me encompass all areas of our lives, relationships, finances, physical health, spiritual growth and development. They're all really hand in hand. We are multitudinous in our facets, like facets of a diamond. And a lot of those facets are polished up and we present them to the world, and other facets are duller and we try to maybe conceal those. That's what my book, The Chiron Effect, addresses. The parts of ourselves we kind of minimize or edit or don't feel so strong in, maybe even embarrassed. How to really love those parts and those facets of ourselves so much. That's what polishes us and refines us and helps us feel like it's okay to present that. It's okay that we don't have it all figured out. We're learning on the job in life. And let that be, allow that to be good enough for you right now. And reach out to get the help you need to polish up other facets and aspects of yourself. And with that, I'm going to end with sharing a product I love that I have been drinking for 6 months. And it's really helped me feel sharp, mentally, energized, physically. It's called My Vital C. My Vital C is a Nobel Prize winning molecule invented by my friend Chris Burris, who's a scientist, and his team has created this Nobel Prize winning molecule that is stabilized in olive oil. I drink it in olive oil. It comes in MCT oil as well as avocado oil, but the Nobel Prize was given for the molecule called ESS60 that's stabilized in olive oil. I add it to my coffee every morning and drink it. I'm telling you, it has really caused mental sharpness and clarity every day as a result. And I feel awesome taking it. And I want to offer it to you at $15 off with my code. Go to myvitalc.com/Lisa. myvitalc.com/Lisa, my first name. Take $15 off. Read about the product. It's awesome. It's a biohacking, like biohack drink. And you can put it on your salad instead. I like it in my coffee since I do have coffee every morning. That's how I start my brain off with the ESS60 molecule. And I feel really good. Check them out. All of my love. And y'all, I'll be with you next week for another episode. Mwah.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. Reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.